From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said at least 8 people were killed following the Friday morning shooting at a Santa Fe high school near Houston, Texas. Santa Fe Schools Police Chief Walter Braun says at least 2 people were being held and related to the shooting.
We know that there's been at least 6 transported, including one Santa Fe ISD police officer that has been shot. We have one suspect in custody and one person of interest detained.
Sheriff Gonzalo says the police officer who was injured but did not know the extent of his injuries. United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein spoke at a special session at the UN Human Rights Council that could eventually establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week.
Although some of the demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails, used slingshots to throw stones, flew burning kites into Israel, and attempted to use wire cutters against the 2 fences between Gaza and Israel, these actions alone do not appear to constitute the imminent threat to life or deadly injury which could justify the use of lethal force.
The UN human rights chief has slammed Israel for the systematic deprivation of Palestinian human rights. A Boeing 737 plane crashed on Friday shortly after taking off from Havana, Cuba's main airport. That, according to Cuban state-run website Cuba Debate, state-run television also reported that there were 104 passengers on board the plane. It's unknown if there's any casualties. This is VOA News. Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread.